But going back to before, what segregation, or did you ever notice any type of really segregation before the civil rights movement in this area?
No. Not in this area. My husband, you know, he drove bus here for about 35 years. And so he drove a bus, you know, during the time of the civil rights and the time of the mix-up and all like that. And naturally, it was a good bit of disturbance, I think, on the bus when it first happened. But I think everybody soon learned where their place was, you know, and figured it was just going to be that way, you know, and just overlooked everybody.
Who did your husband drive a school bus for?
He drove for Chris Adams. He didn't drive a school bus. He drove a city bus.
Bus? What system?
Chris Adams.
What school did he drive?
Well, see, it was just a city. See, then they had city buses, and they went up and down the streets, you know, and picked up people in Blue Mountain and West End and everywhere, you know. It's something like these buses that they got now. You know, it picks up people.
It's not a school bus.
And now sometimes he would have to take children to school. And then sometimes he would have to take the ball players out of town, you know, to play ball. But when he took the kids to school sometimes, you know, well, I think the kids was pretty rough on the bus.
What black influence, if any, do you think is happening in the city now?
Well, I know the blacks, there are a lot of, you know, fighting and a lot of disturbance and a lot of dope and all. It's floating around, you know, and among the blacks now. And of course, there are probably some of the whites too. But I listen to that police radio, you know, and I hear a lot of disturbance and a lot of breaking in and a lot of stealing and a lot that's going on and a lot of fighting and a lot of gangs. You can hear a lot of gangs, you know, where this. I heard the other night where they said they bet they were 80 young people gathered, you know, together. Well, then that, you know, it just causes a lot of disturbance for the police and also, I guess, them too.
What white influence have you or do you see in the city?
The what?
White influence.
Well, I don't see it, but I hear a lot of white influence, you know. Of course, I don't get out at night. If I go anywhere, I just go and pay my bill and buy my groceries and come back home. I don't, you know, I'm not out there. At my age, you don't get out there too much. But there are a lot of disturbance between the young blacks and also the whites, too.
Speaking of gangs and trouble, who do you feel is, or what race, black or white, do you feel causes the most trouble and why?
Well, that would be hard for me to say because there is some of these young people, you know, of the black and white both. It causes a lot of fights and a lot of disturbance.
So you'd say it's about equal.
Well, I think, but they probably are. I don't know.
What are your feelings of the coverage they're giving today, or how they're pushing the issue of the problems between blacks and whites?
Well, I don't tell you, I don't think too much about it. I don't think, I think that's where the biggest trouble now is, that there's too much pushing on the young people. I think if the older people would leave them alone and let them do what, and, you know, live their life, kind of live their life like they want to live it, but pushing so much, I don't think it'd be so much trouble. And I think the biggest trouble of the young people of today, the reason he's getting in trouble, is taking prayer out of schools. I think if they had left prayer in school and them teach them right from wrong in these schools, which in most of homes they never hear the Bible or they never hear the Lord or nothing, unless it's in a cuss word. And maybe we would have had better schools and a better town to live in if they had left prayer in school.
What are your views on religion between blacks and whites? Any difference you can tell, or any influence blacks may have over how religion is?
Well, there's some blacks I think they have a religion is just as good as the whites. You know, a lot of the blacks, they go to church, you know, and seem to fear God and want to live for God and want to live a Christian life. And of course, the biggest majority of the young people, they don't go to church, and they don't hear it in the home, they don't hear it in school, religion, so they don't even know what religion is.
How do you feel, or what do you think, between blacks and whites, how children are raised today? Do you feel that blacks are raised differently than whites, and so how? How so?
Well, I think today, I don't think that the colored children are raised, and I think a lot of the white children's not raised like I was raised in. I think they're not taught. I think there's too many mothers are working today, and the children is on their own, and I don't think they are being taught.
How do you feel this will affect the future in this?
I think it's going to have a big effect on the future, because I think this young generation coming up, they've not been taught anything, and I don't think they're going to know anything.
Do you feel it'll affect, or how do you feel it'll affect relations between whites and blacks in the future, perhaps in this area?
Well, I think of the way the young people are being taught hatred on both sides. The blacks are being taught to hate the whites, and the whites being taught to hate the blacks. And I think it's just, you know, hate will destroy you. And I think sooner or later it's just going to destroy everybody.
Do you view yourself or anyone that you know maybe as a racist or just a little bit of a racist?
Well, I imagine that a lot of people are racist. You hear people talk, you can tell their people are racist. But I don't let it bother me either way.
Do you feel that they're more racist now, or how do you
Yeah, they are. They're more racist today than they have ever been known in history.
Why do you feel this way?
Well, because you can see it.
How so?
Well, you can just see how people, the way they act, the way they talk, the way they hate. Racism is having a big effect on the world today.
Do you feel it'll get any better, possibly?
I don't think it will. I don't think it'll ever be any better.
How do you feel then that it was better before the movement?
I think it was better before. I sure do.
Why do you feel this way?
Because I don't think if the black kids want to go to the white schools, I think they are forced to go to the white schools. I think if the black had their way about it, I think the blacks would want to go to a black school. I don't think the blacks really want to mix with white in the white schools.
Well, that's all I had to ask you. Thank you for allowing me this interview.
Well, I hope it's some good. They might not take it. They might not have it.